About 20,000 products will debut this week at the International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Phones, TVs, Wi-Fi-enabled tea kettles, you name it. Some gadgets will never see the light of day, but others could mark the next big step for the tech industry. Lauren Good is a senior reviewer for the tech news site Recode. She's covering the show in Las Vegas. And Lauren, welcome back.
Hi, Peter. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so the buzz this year seems to be the Internet of Things, but I'm going to have to rely on you to remind us exactly what that is.
That's right. Sometimes these terms become so ubiquitous that we forget to stop and ask, what does that really mean? The Internet of Things is basically the idea that a lot of the hardware devices, and those could be small personal devices like smartphones, or they could be larger products that we own, such as a car, all have internet connectivity and can all speak to each other in some way, shape, or form. So the whole idea is that as you move throughout your day, if you go from, let's say, your smart home to your smart car to your desk at work, and you're using various tablets and mobile devices, that everything is sort of seamlessly connected and talking to one another.
Mm, that's where the tea kettle comes in. I love that one, but I just have question marks about it. It's a big industry already. What kind of potential do you think companies see it ahead?
Well, I think a lot of companies see huge potential for what we're calling the Internet of Things, but I also think that it's important to keep in mind that they're all sort of coming at it from very different directions. Every company from a tiny little startup that you might find on Indiegogo or Kickstarter or a small startup in Silicon Valley that's making, you know, maybe a smart home product, to big companies such as some of the wireless providers and cable providers and, automakers, they're all trying to get in on the Internet of Things, and they're all sort of coming at it from different directions. So the potential for some is going to be different depending on what kind of product or service they're offering the Internet of Things.
Mm. Well, there's also already been a lot of talk about TV. Let's hear from Dish CEO Joe Clayton announcing yesterday their new Internet TV subscription service called Sling.
So Sling TV is a live, over-the-top streaming service designed to deliver live, yes, I said live, internet video to tablets, smartphones, PCs, game consoles, and yes, even smart televisions.
Lauren, this looks like another big cord-cutting announcement. What TV trends are we seeing come out of Las Vegas?
This is definitely a big cord-cutting announcement, and my colleague Peter Kafka has written about this at length on Recode.net. But basically, what we're seeing this year is, so far, HBO Go is basically going to be available on the web without paying for any other cable channels. And now we have Dish saying that you're going to be able to get ESPN on the web without paying for any other additional Dish service. So all of these streaming TV services are really sort of starting to come into their own, with backing from the networks and content providers, which is really pretty notable. I mean, over the past few years, we've heard anecdotally about cord cutting, but I'm wondering now with the announcement of services like these for the new year, we're actually going to start to see this taking place. That's what's going on the software side. On the hardware side, we're seeing at CES a lot of the TV manufacturers, of course, pushing their wares again, saying, OLED TV and 4K and UHD, and Samsung now has SUHD and all these other superlatives and initials that we're not quite sure that we fully understand.
We'll have to work that out another time,
right? But that's what's going on in the TV world at CES this year.
Okay, Lauren Good in Las Vegas covering the Consumer Electronics Show for the tech news site Recode. Lauren, thanks very much.
Thanks, Peter.